The purpose of this perek, Ezo Mekoimon, is to summarize and outline all of the different karbonos of animals known as zvochim, so that excludes karbonos of birds and it excludes karbonos of flour. But the perek outlines the details of all of the different karbonos and how they differ from each other slightly in the way that the procedure needs to be fulfilled. And the first half, the first five mishnayos of the perek talked about kodshei kodshim, the group of karbonos which have a higher level of holiness. And the final three mishnayos of the mesechta talk about the kodshim kalim, the karbonos which have a lower level of holiness. And the three main differences between kodshei kodshim and kodshim kalim are firstly the way that it is slaughtered. Kodshei kodshim must be slaughtered in the north half of the courtyard, whereas kodshim kalim can be slaughtered anywhere within the courtyard. The second difference is regarding the eating of the korban, that kodshei kodshim may only be eaten by male kohanim within the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash itself, whereas kodshim kalim can be eaten by anybody within Yerushalayim, even outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And the third difference is regarding me'ilah, that if somebody uses the korban for his own benefit, not as part of the procedure of bringing the korban, then he would be liable to bring a korban, and that is called me'ilah, and that would only apply to kodshei kodshim, but not to kodshim kalim, which have a lower level of holiness. The final mishnah of this perek talk about three additional karbonos, habachar, a firstborn sheep, goat, or bull. If the firstborn is a male, then one is obligated to bring it as a korban. Those are the three animals which are fit to be zvachim. So a male firstborn of those three animals is automatically designated to be a korban from as soon as it is born. The hamaiser and maiser behema, a tenth of the animals which are born each year, one needs to separate as a tithe and bring them as korbanos. Again, obviously that would only apply to sheep, goats, and bulls, which are the three animals fit to be brought as zvachim. And thirdly, the Pesach, and the Korban Pesach, which is brought on the 14th of Nisan in the afternoon, and eaten later that night. These three things, kodshim kalim, they have the status of lower level holiness korbanos. And as a result, shechitasim b'chol mokom ba'azara, they need to be slaughtered in any place in the courtyard, not specifically in the northern half. V'dom on to'on matona achas, and their blood requires only one application on the outer mizbeach, which stood in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. And this is the reason why these karbonos are grouped together. These are the only karbonos which require only one application of the blood on the corner of the mizbeach. Excuse me, it does not need to be on the corner. Since it's only one application of the blood, the Torah does not require the blood to be on all four sides of the mizbeach. Rather, you can apply the blood anywhere on the side of the mizbeach, uvilvad, as long as sheyitin keneged hayesod, he applies the blood on a part of the mizbeach which has a yesod at the bottom of it. The yesod was a sort of base of the at the bottom of the mizbeach, similar to a step. It protruded outwards from the bottom of the mizbeach, but it didn't surround the entire mizbeach. Most of it, but not all of it. It is learned from Pesukim that when the blood is thrown onto the mizbeach, it needs to be thrown onto part of the mizbeach which has part of the yesod at the bottom of it. Now, regarding the eating of these karbonos, shino ba'achilasan, there is a difference regarding the eating of the bechor and the maaseh behema and the korban pesach. Habechor, a firstborn ne'echol ha'kohanim, that can only be eaten by kohanim. The hamaiser, maaseh behema, the tenth of one's animals, which needs to separate and bring as a korban lechol adam, that can be eaten by anybody, even ne'echolim b'chol ha'er. And both the bechor and the maaseh can be eaten in the entire city of Yerushalayim. Some mishnayos have the next words as lechol adam, but that phrase should really be deleted. It does not belong in this part of the Mishnah. B'chol ma'achol, it can be prepared, the meat can be prepared in any way. It doesn't have to be roasted specifically. And in terms of the time limit, l'shneyom v'layla echad, you've got 2 days and the night in between those 2 days to eat the korban, and it will become noisar, which refers to a korban which has passed its time limit. It would become noisar at the beginning of the following night, the day after the korban was bought. So this is regarding a bechor and maaseh behema. HaPesach, a korban pesach, ein nechol ela balayla, can only be eaten at night. It can't be eaten before then, even if you offer it up in the afternoon of the 14th of Nisan. The Torah explicitly says that one needs to wait until nighttime to eat the korban pesach. Ein nechol ela ad chatzos, and it can only be eaten until midnight. That is also explicitly stated in the Torah. And it can only be eaten by somebody who was appointed and had previously arranged to be part of the group of people who was eating from this animal. The groups of people had to be prearranged before the korban was offered up. It had to be determined who would be part of the group eating that korban pesach. And it can only be eaten after being roasted, and it cannot be cooked in any other way. Now we understand why in the entire perek, the Mishnah always told us that the korban can be prepared, the meat of the korban can be prepared and cooked in any way. It's coming to contrast it to the korban pesach, because the korban pesach is the only korban which must be roasted as stated in the Torah. It cannot be boiled in water, it has to be roasted on the fire itself. Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, the first Mishnah of this perek, is really a direct continuation of the previous perek. And then the focus of the rest of this perek, as well as the following perek, are bird korbanos. So far we've been discussing zvachim, which is korbanos of other animals, sheep, goats, bulls. We haven't discussed yet korbanos of birds, and that is the focus of the next two perakim. But first, the perek opens up, kodshi kodshim, korbanos which have a higher level of holiness, shechotam b'rosh ha'mizbeach, which was slaughtered on the top of the mizbeach itself. Really, one is supposed to slaughter it on the floor of the courtyard, and since it's kodshi kodshim, it needs to be slaughtered in the northern half of the courtyard. The question of the Mishnah is, what happens if you slaughtered it on the top of the mizbeach itself? There's definitely enough room there, the mizbeach was very large. The fire would be in the middle of the mizbeach, so if somebody took it up to the top, and in the corner he slaughtered it. The question is that considered to have been slaughtered in the northern part of the courtyard? If it's kodshim kalim, which can be slaughtered anywhere in the courtyard, then it is certainly a valid slaughtering. The question is it included in what is considered to be slaughtering in the northern part of the courtyard? Rabbi Yossi says, Ke'ilu nishchatu batzofayin, it is considered as if they were slaughtered in the northern part of the azara of the courtyard. The Gemara explains that, according to Rabbi Yossi, the Mizbeach was actually situated in the northern half of the courtyard. But the question is, so then obviously it would be valid. And why the language of the Mishnah, it's as if they were slaughtered in the northern half? This is included in the northern half of the courtyard. The answer is because the Torah says regarding Kodshi Kodshim, V'shochat oisai al yerech ha-mizbeach tzofeina, and he will slaughter it on the side, to the side of the Mizbeach, on the northern side. When the Torah says al yerech ha-mizbeach, on the side of the Mizbeach, it implies that it should not be done on the top of the Mizbeach, but rather to the side of the Mizbeach. And that's where Rabbi Yossi has to tell us that if it was slaughtered on the top of the Mizbeach, it nevertheless is considered as if it was on the side of the Mizbeach. It does fulfill the criteria of being on the northern side. But now the question is, if the Pasuk says that it needs to be on the side of the Mizbeach, why indeed does it work if it's on the top of the Mizbeach? The answer is, Rabbi Yossi learns this from a different pasuk that says, "V'zavachta olav v'seilisech v'shalomecha," and you shall slaughter on it, on top of the mizbeach, your oila and your shalomim. We see that the pasuk is talking about a korban oila and korban shalomim. Now, korban oila is kodshi kodshim, whereas a korban shalomim is kodshim kalim. And yet, the pasuk is equating them and telling us that even a korban oila, which is kodshi kodshim, can be slaughtered on top of the mizbeach. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda says, according to Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, interestingly, he understood, based on his calculations, that the Mizbeach was actually situated in the southern half of the courtyard. So it wasn't included in the northern half. Nevertheless, the way that he learns the Pasuk which we just quoted, is that it's coming to teach us that Mechatz HaMizbeach V'lat Sofrein Kat Sofrein, on the northern half of the Mizbeach itself, that has the same status as the northern half of the courtyard, whereas the southern half of the Mizbeach itself has the same status as the southern half of the courtyard. Alright, continues the Mishnah, Hamanochis, Karbonis of flour, although that is the focus of the next Mesech, the Mesech Menochis, since this is related to the topic of the Mishnah, the Mishnah tells us that the Menochis, Hoynikmotzis v'chol makam ba'azara, the service of kmitza could be performed in any place in the courtyard. Kmitza is when they would take a handful of the flour, a koimetz, and that koimetz had to be burnt on top of the mizbeach. And the kmitza, this taking of the handful, was really equivalent. This parallels the service of shechita for zvachim. Just like there are four services for Zvachim, you would slaughter the animal, receive it in a utensil, transport it to the Mizbeach, and throw the blood onto the Mizbeach, so too Menachos also had four services. Just instead of Shechita, it would be a question of taking the Kamitza, taking a handful of the flour. And then the rest of the four services would be very similar. You would put it into a utensil, transport it towards the Mizbeach, and put it onto the Mizbeach itself for it to be burnt. So the Mishnah says that the first of these services, which parallels Shechita, the slaughtering, it can be performed in any place in the courtyard. It doesn't need to be done in the northern half. And now to fit in with the previous parak, the Mishnah talks about the details of the eating of the Korban Mincha, the offering of flour, they need to be eaten within the curtains of the Mishkan or within the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. Lezichri Kehuna, only male Kohanim can eat that flour. That's the rest of the flour, the handful, the kometz of flour was offered on the Mizbeach. And the remaining flour was given to the Kohanim for them to eat. B'chol Machol, it can be prepared in any way, it doesn't have to be roasted specifically. Obviously the flour can't be roasted, the point is it can be baked in any way. As long as it doesn't become chometz, leyom v'layla ad chatzos, it can be eaten for a day and a night until midnight. Mishnah Beis, this Mishnah is the beginning of two parakim really discussing bird korbanos, and there are two types of bird korbanos. One is a chatas ha'oif, and one is an oila ha'oif. So there's a korban chatas and a korban oila, which come in the form of a bird. Now, whereas zvochim, which are korbanos of other animals, have four avodas, four services done in the first part of the procedure of bringing a korban. They would slaughter it, catch the blood in a utensil, bring the blood towards the Mizbeach, and throw it onto the Mizbeach. Bird korbanos, on the other hand, only involved two services. One is the slaughtering of the animal, and the slaughtering was actually done in an unusual way called melika, where the kohen would use his thumbnail, which was very sharp, to cut the back of the neck of the bird and slaughter it in that fashion. In general, this is actually an invalid slaughtering. If somebody would have a bird which wasn't a korban, and he would slaughter it with his thumb, that would not be valid, and it would be forbidden to eat that bird. However, there is a unique law regarding the korbanos of a bird that when it is killed, instead of slaughtering it in the regular way, it should be killed with this process called melika. So that's the first service, and the second service is the application of the blood of the bird onto the Mizbeach. And whereas the blood of Zvochim was first put into a different utensil and then it was thrown towards the Mizbeach, the blood of bird korbanos was actually put onto the Mizbeach by bringing the bird itself to the wall of the Mizbeach and squeezing it onto the Mizbeach. And this is going to be discussed in the coming Mishnayos. The reason why they would not be a service of halacha of transporting the bird towards the Mizbeach is because they needed to perform the melika right next to the Mizbeach. Reason being that the blood which needs to be applied to the Mizbeach has to be blood which spurs out of the animal as soon as it is killed. Now, a bird has much less blood than a regular animal, and if you would kill the animal far away from the Mizbeach and then transport it towards the Mizbeach, there was a danger of that blood stopping to spur out and sort of shoot out of the animal's neck by the time you arrive at the Mizbeach, and therefore the melika was performed right next to the Mizbeach so that that blood could immediately be applied to the Mizbeach. Says the Mishnah Chatos Ha'oif, the bird offering which is a korban chatos, which is brought in certain situations where the Torah requires it, its services were performed by the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. And the Mishnah adds, B'chol mokom oisa kashera, the melika, that's what the Mishnah is referring to, the melika, which is when they would kill the bird with his thumbnail, would technically be valid in any place in the courtyard. However, elozeh hayom kaima, but this is the place of the applying of the blood onto the Mizbeach. And since that obviously needs to be done at the location of the Mizbeach itself, therefore the melika, technically speaking, would also be performed over there, so there wouldn't be a danger of the blood stopping to spur out of the animal's neck, and that is the blood which needs to be applied to the Mizbeach. And that corner of the Mizbeach served three different purposes. There were three services done at that corner, milamata, on the bottom half of the corner, and three services done at the top. This is not only referring to the Chatas Ha'oif, This is referring in general. There were three things in the Beis HaMikdash which at different times were done and needed to be done specifically at this southwest corner. And three of them were done at the bottom half and three at the top half. There was a red line called the Chut HaSikra, which surrounded the Mizbeach halfway up. So that would signify where the top is considered and where the bottom. And the Mishnah elaborates, Melamata, on the bottom half of the corner, what was done, Chatas Ha'if, the bird offering, which was a korban chatos, the blood would be applied at the bottom half of the corner, the ha-hagoshes, and the service of bringing the korban mincha, a korban of flour, part of the offering was to bring it towards the mizbeach. And the Mishnah is telling us that it had to be brought towards the southwest corner at the bottom. And thirdly, ashiyari hadom, the blood which remained from korbanos, which were sprinkled or thrown towards the mizbeach from the utensil which caught the blood, so the remaining blood, as we saw in the previous perek, had to be poured above the yosoid, the base which protruded out of the bottom of the mizbeach, and that blood had to be poured on top of the southern side. And the Mishnah is telling us that it had to be poured at the bottom half. And milamala, what was done at the top half of this corner? Nisuch hamayim, the pouring of the water on the mizbeach on Sukkos, nisuch v'hayayin, when wine was poured on the mizbeach, this was a requirement with many of the korbanos, that when they are offered on the mizbeach, wine needs to be poured on the mizbeach at the same time. So it's poured on the top half, and it would go downwards down the mizbeach. V'olas ha'oif k'shirabu b'mizrach, and a bird offering, which was a korban ola, when there were too many of them in the east. The southeast corner was the place where the korban ola was processed and the services were done. But if there was lots of korbanos ola being offered at the same time and there wasn't enough room over there, then they would perform the services in the southwest corner. Mishnah Gimel, this is really a continuation of the previous Mishnah. Kol ha'olim la'mizbeach, in general, whenever a kohen would go up to the top of the mizbeach, we're talking about the mizbeach in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, which was very large and it had a ramp going up towards it, olim derech yomin, they would go up on the right side of the ramp, because umakifin, when they got to the top, they would walk around the side of the mizbeach, and they would walk in a anti-clockwise direction. They would turn right when they reached the top. The yodin derech smol, they would go all the way around, and then they would come downwards on the left side of the ramp. Chutz, except for min ha'olel ishleish dvarim elu, one who goes to the top of the Mizbeach for these three things, this is referring to the three things mentioned in the previous Mishnah which were performed at the southwest corner from the top of the Mizbeach, or on the top half. Shahayu Olim, they would go to the top of the Mizbeach, v'chozen le'okev, and go back the same way they came. They would turn left when they reached the top of the Mizbeach, because they were performing this service at the corner which was right to the left of where they would go up. And we don't want them to surround the entire Mizbeach, because then the wine or the water will become smoky from the fire before he performs the service with them. And that could invalidate the wine and the water. And if you would bring the bird all the way around the Mizbeach, the bird might choke on the smoke and die before it reaches the corner. And therefore, in these exceptional cases, the kohen would reach the top of the ramp and just turn left to go to that corner, in order to perform that service immediately, and then he would go back the way he came, which is really the direction which all of the Kohanim would be going in, anti-clockwise, and then come down the ramp.